I'm the kind of a guy, don't get me started.
I could tell many stories, but I'm prompted to tell one that happened around June 30th, 1973, just after I came to the Geophysical Institute as a young buck. I wrote a proposal to, knowing that I was at the Geophysical Institute in the polar regions, and taking that as a theme, I wrote a proposal to go to 1/2 degree north in Kenya, in the tropics, to study a solar eclipse. And the damn thing was funded. It was my first grant. And so Keith Mather, who was director then, called me in his office and played with his pipe a little bit. And he said, "Now, Glenn, this is a great opportunity to be able to go to some place as interesting as East Africa, and I want you to spend a few extra days. Of course, do your work, take your data, but spend a few extra days and learn the culture of the people and the history of the land." So I did that, and I got in the habit of doing that, and ever since I've been on all 7 continents, and whenever I go someplace, I always take a few extra days, read up on the history, and mingle with the people. And I think that I've profited from this a lot, and I think that I've brought back stories and things that have profited the Institute, too. But getting back to the East Africa experience, I had no idea how to take geophysical data all by myself, and I needed a helper. And somebody said, "Why don't you get this guy Larry Sweet? Larry's a clever fellow and knows how to do things." So I went to Larry and asked him, "How'd you like to go to East Africa?" And he jumped at the chance and helped, essentially made that experiment a tremendous success. Nowadays, if you go to the field and take data, you take a laptop computer and plug it in and you just take data. Those days, you didn't do that. And of course, the solar eclipse only lasts for a few minutes and you can't, it's not really practical to take notes, and it's not really practical to run things by hand. How are you going to record the data? So I gave this problem to Larry, and what he did is he built some, he said, "Don't worry, Glenn, I've got it taken care of." And so we shipped the equipment in 3 great big boxes that looked like caskets. When we got to Loyangalani in northern Kenya, Larry dumped out the equipment and reconfigured the boxes and turned them into little light tunnels. And we had some light-emitting diode voltmeters, which were new things then. Of course, they're old-fashioned things now. And we put them down at one end of the box. We put a movie camera in the other end of the box, and we photographed the LEDs. That's how we took our data. We also did a few other clever things, but we had, what was it, 2 minutes of totality or a minute of totality?
Five.